See, we've got that. Remember, it's the quality, not the quantity. So with those thoughts in mind, who wants to go next? You, okay. Okay, is there somebody I can't see around that column there? Whoever the person is over here will be next. Go ahead.
I promise I won't take long. I threw away the speech I had planned already.
Okay.
You can see the whole theme here is health, safety, and welfare.
Right.
We feel very passionate about it. And I'm sorry that Del Dot representatives left, because the question I have, considering 6 months of the year is hurricane season,
right,
and a big chunk of that is when we have tourists. So I tried to put myself in their place to find an evacuation route, okay, from flooding. The last online map I found through Del Dot was 2017. 9 was still the major east-west corridor. Of course, 23, 24, all of those, and all the developments that have been in that area since have increased the traffic, obviously. We are witnesses to all of this. I would like to know, when these plans are made, and Del Dot is part of it, the emergency piece of it, maybe a shoulder for a paramedic to come through or a cop to stop traffic, or if there's an accident, somebody's got to go in a different direction. The reality is most people just take the shoulder as if it's a lane. So I would like some consideration for the major corridors that we have to evacuate when the flooding, which has already gotten worse, has to be addressed. And if somebody who's not here today or keeps count of what goes on here, they're going to go online to look for a map. It doesn't exist. 2017 is obsolete. So I would like that to be a major consideration, and that the paramedics are part of a conversation so they can forecast the numbers, all the acronyms and the math that went to it. They should be part of the forecasting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there was somebody over here that had their, yes, ma'am, yeah, you.